Hey, cousins.
It's your favorite cousins, Nisha.
And Dantanae. And this,
That Cousin Talk.
Hey, cousins.
Welcome back, cousins. I hope you guys are having a great
new year. A good new year. How is y'all 2025 looking?
So far. I was going to say so far, so good. But no, I honestly, I don't got nothing to complain about. I really don't. Not for real,
I feel like I don't have nothing to complain about either as far as, like, how I plan this year ongoing. Everything cool. Yeah, everything good on my end. Besides COVID. I bitch did catch COVID, y'all.
Like, it's 2025, and COVID is sticking around for the long run. Where did you
even I didn't even know COVID was still a thing.
But they said COVID is around just like the common cold is around now. So it's here to stay.
Well, hopefully it's not here to stay, but.
No, it's here to stay. They said COVID not going nowhere. Just like the common cold and the flu put COVID on the list. It's just ain't as bad as it used to be. That's why I feel like they was doing some extra stuff in 2020. Because when I got it in 2020. No, that maybe like 2021. I think the first time I got COVID, it literally almost took me out. I could not walk. Like, it was really, really bad. And then I got it COVID again, not last year, the year before last. And it was just like all I had was a high fever for like 2 days. And that was cool. Like, it didn't feel like that first time. So it evolved.
Yeah. This is my first time having COVID, 2025. And remind you, I was sick before my birthday. My birthday is December 19th. I was sick before then, Nisha. Remember, like, I'm sick before my birthday. Yeah. I'm sick after my birthday. That's when it started getting worse. And then I thought it was getting better. And then it just was like, no, bitch.
Yeah. You were sick for a minute. That's why I was like, nah, that ain't no cold. Because my little cold only lasted like a little week.
Yeah. And then my taste left. And I was like, hold up.
You didn't say that because you wanted a seafood boil, but you was
like, and I said, I'm just going to be eating it because I can't taste nothing. And I feel like it's a waste, but I still was eating food. But I'm like, what am I eating for? Because I was still hungry, but like, I couldn't taste nothing.
Yeah, none of my senses went out when I had COVID. Thank God. And then some people still to this day said they got COVID in 2020 and 2021. And they still can't taste to this day. Could you imagine?
Wait. Still can't taste.
Yep. Still can't taste. No. And I had a friend of mine who said, like, everything tastes like bleach.
Oh, what?
She said everything tastes like bleach.
Well, still can't taste. It's been years and you still can't taste. That's, no. I will fucking die.
I would die. I would die. I wouldn't even
because this whole week I've been feeling like I want to, like, what? I wanted to starve myself because what am I eating for? Because
at this point, I can't.
But I'm too fat to starve myself. I can't do it.
Big back. All right, guys. So that don't even got nothing to do with today's topic.
It really don't, but we just took off and we gonna land the plane. Cause we just took off and was like,
yeah, we're gonna land eventually. We're just gonna take y'all on an adventure. Y'all know we're a couple of episodes in. Y'all know by now.
Backpack.
Y'all know by now. So this is the highly anticipated, highly requested getting to know the cousins episode, y'all.
Yes. We have a couple questions that people have sent. We did ask for questions to be sent, which I want to know about us. And we wrote down a few of them.
A few.
And we are here.
You know, I got about 50 flashcards.
Yes.
Just a few.
We are here.
Just to answer. Okay, I'm going to start with asking you. What are your top three fears?
Oh my God, my top three fears. Okay, so one of my fears is being like on a boat, like a cruise ship, and being stuck out in the middle of nowhere. Because for one, I know, like, when you go on them cruises and stuff, they give you like that little quick little, oh, this is what you do and all that and all that. Mm-hmm. And they give you little float things. But baby, I can't swim. Like, I could pretend swim, like if we at the beach or we in the pool or something. But the ocean? Yeah. But like real life swim. And then like, I want to go on a cruise with my kids. Baby, I can't save me. How am I save them?
No, for real.
How am I going to do that? Mm-mm. So that is like a big fear of mine. Another fear is not being financially stable. Because like, as a mother, just people, period. But as a mother, it's like, we have so much we have to take care of. And not having the funds to do so. Mm-hmm. Like, even with your kids, like, if you work, everybody not able to get Crystal Stairs and everybody not able to get government assistance. So when you got to sit here and pay for, like, babysitters, or you got to sit here and pay, like, taking time out for work and now you missing money, it's like, oh my God. And then another fear of mine, like one of my greatest fears, is cats. I'm sorry, but girl, not only am I scared of them, but I hate them. Like, I hate them. But I can't stand cats because I'm so scared of them. Like, I remember one time, like, growing up, and I was like spending the night at my cousin's house or whatever, and I woke up and it was a cat sleep on me, baby.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Why is my body so warm on top of me? Like, what's right here? Girl, it was a fucking cat.
Oh no.
It was a cat.
Absolutely not.
Them motherfuckers are sneaky.
Very.
I don't like cats. I don't like cats. Very. From the niggas to the animals, I don't like cats. Well, I am scared of them. All right. Let me put my hand in the question jar. So my question is, what are some things people assume about you?
Ooh.
Are they true? My bad. Are they true?
The number one would probably be, for some reason, I've always gotten like, I'm stuck up and or bougie.
Oh, I get the same.
And at first, I thought like the bougie part was like an insult, but now I look at it as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, I am in certain areas for sure. Everybody should be. It's just certain things I would and wouldn't do. You shouldn't either. But the stuck up part, absolutely not. I've never been stuck up. Like, I and it's probably because I'm very reserved. I don't know if people know this.
Same.
But I am shy. I am shy as heck and have social anxiety, bro. Like, I'm shy. So if I'm just being quiet, it's because I'm reading a room, I'm peeping the scene, and I'm hoping nobody really come up and talk to me because my chest is pounding. Like, I am going through anxiety right now. Not stuck up and don't want to talk to nobody because I'm thinking I'm better than everybody in here. No, I am frightened.
like I'm ready to go home, get in my bag, get under covers. Like, don't it's safe here.
Don't want to be here. And y'all think I'm just like too cool for the party? No, the party is too cool for me. Like,
no, for real.
So, but you know, I've had like, I don't know. I mean, I like what I like, and what I like is what I like. And I was talking to a guy one time and I told him, let's go to breakfast. And he asked me to go to breakfast. Did I want to go to breakfast? I said, yeah, we can go to breakfast. We can go get food. And then he like, but what I want, like, you're probably not going to eat. So I'm thinking like, you know, maybe the food place, because I'm a picky eater. I don't eat everything. So I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he wants something, or it's something on the menu I'm probably not really going to like, or it's not too much to choose from. But he, like, because you're the type who like to go sit down and eat, and you don't like to go to, like, burger stands and get food. You bougie.
What?
I said what?
Because nigga, no.
Because it's not that I'm bougie or I don't like. If I had a preference, I'm gonna go sit down and eat. That's just me. But I'm never to the point like, oh my god, that's ghetto. I don't want to go to A&T's. Oh my god, that is ghetto. I don't want to go to. No, let's go. We could go to the burger stand and get food. Like, it's not that deep. But if you ask me if I want to go here or here, I'm going to pick the restaurant to sit down at because that's just what I like. If you can't afford that, say that. That don't got nothing to do with me being bougie.
If we got to split the bill, I do not mind,
if
sir.
I gotta
it's
cover
food.
It. If I got
to
cover
I
it.
Do
I,
not
if I'm
mind,
to
sir.
Somebody,
it's food.
It's food. If I say to you, let's go to fucking Denny's, I got it. You don't got to worry about that. Like, I got it. Because that's what I want. I'm going to get it whether you come or not. But you can come. And I got it. But, yeah. So, bougie. Back then, yeah. It used to make me feel the way. Now, I'm absolutely not. Yeah, I am too bougie for that place. Yeah, I am too. Yeah, I am. I am. You should have some standards, too. I don't look at it as being bougie. Just have some standards. It's just certain places I won't go, and it's just certain things I won't do. And that's just that.
Period.
Okay, for you, what emotion scares you the most?
What emotion? Anger.
Yeah.
I think anger, because I feel like once I take it there, once I take it there, oh my god, I don't mind doing the time. Like, oh yeah, anger. I don't even have too much to say on that because anger, because like, I done probably already planned it out for real.
For real, for real.
And it's like, okay, and I probably don't even got to plan it out. But once I'm mad for real, then yeah, anger. Cause ain't no telling. I'm real,
totally.
Damn, I'm real evil, and I'm not even gonna deny it. So, yeah,
that's evil twin.
Yeah, that's evil twin.
Evil twin, sorry. Evil twin. Yeah, I mean, for me, it takes a lot for me to get mad. I'm really that person you gotta back into the corner for me to really just like really for real pop off. For me, it's having my feelings hurt. You hurt my feelings, it's a wrap. Like, how you feel about anger is how I feel about getting my feelings. Oh, everything goes out the window. I see red, literally. Please don't hurt my feelings, for real, for real. Like, for real, don't hurt my feelings. Like, because it's going to get like that, for real. It's going to get like that, for real. I don't play about
feelings. So, my question is, what's the perfect date?
The perfect date. It will have to be, I would like for it to be a surprise. Mm-hmm. Just hit me with some, be ready at 2 o'clock with this type of attire. Or, I left a bag for you, put that on. And then, I don't know where we going. You come pick me up. And it will be a picnic date. Mm-hmm. Real simple. Real simple.
I ain't never had a picnic date, but I think a picnic date is perfect. Like, for me, I feel like a perfect date is just one that has effort, that was well planned and thought out. Like, just taking the time to just think about me, and it could be just like, nigga, we want to get some ice cream, like, girl, come on, let's go get some. But it don't, for me, it isn't necessarily like what we're doing. It's just the fact that you thought about me and
the quality
you took the time to plan it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
but yeah, it'll be a picnic
for me, the perfect
day.
Date.
You know, just my favorite food with some type of activity, with like, you know, I love to color, so a nice color book with a nice set of color pencils. Oh,
for me, I think like skating or like a bike ride. Like, yeah. I love shit like that. Like, we don't have to go to the movies. We don't even have to go eat Granted, it's gonna be food
yes,
involved.
We do.
Like, we
What
can
do
do
you
like,
mean?
we don't have to go eat. Like, we could be in a car. We could have just got some
Oh, we don't
Wingstop
have
or
to go,
something.
but we go.
Yeah, like you don't
Yeah.
have to be like,
The
oh, we're
food
going to
has to
this
be
restaurant.
involved.
Of course, that's why. See, if you listen, I said, granted, we're going to eat, but we don't have to go out to eat. Like, we don't have to go to fucking a restaurant and be like, oh yeah, you know, like, no, we can just pick up some food. We could be in the car talking. Like, I love
I
car
love a good
dates.
car
I
date.
love car dates. Do
They
you hear
go
me?
low depending on the area, but
Oh my God.
let's ride to the
But
beach
yeah.
in the car real quick.
Play some
Smoke a
R&B.
good one.
Smoke a good
Okay. So for you, what would 13-year-old you think of current you?
Ooh.
These are some
I'm
good
boring.
questions.
13-year-old me would think I'm boring. For real. Like, bitch, you boring. You don't be wanting to do nothing. You just wanna work. You just wanna. But she would think I'm strong,
Yeah.
and she would know that I've been through a lot. And so the reason I am the way I am is because, like, I ain't got time for a lot of fuck shit, for real. And I'm so focused on, like, what I'm focused on. So boring would be number one, strong would be number two. Yeah.
Nice.
But don't get this shit misconstrued, because I could be firm too when I want to be.
And that's just
Okay. So my question, have you done something you regret?
I think we all Yes, I have. If people are like, no, you're not supposed to, no regrets.
No regrets.
But I think everybody done something or some things that they regret, and not to the point to where it's just like, oh my gosh, but it's just like, why
Like,
did
it
I
doesn't
do
even
that?
have to be that big ass thing. It could just be.
Girl, it didn't even have to go that far. I didn't have to do it at all. Okay, whatever the situation may be. I got one or two under my belt. I do. I absolutely do. I absolutely do.
For me, I think up until now, I've lived life with no regrets. Like, every decision I make, I be good with it. Like, it's cool. Whether the outcome of it be negative, whether it be positive, it's like I made my decision. So I always know that I have to deal with the outcome. So I never really regretted a lot in life. But I made some poor choices to where I was like, damn, maybe I should have, you know, but no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
What do you miss
What?
most about your childhood?
Girl, what I miss about my childhood is just the freedom to fucking be, like, being a child, no responsibilities, outside playing. You know what I miss? Riding bikes, like, with all your friends, especially on, like, Christmas and stuff like that. Everybody done got a new bike. Now we all just riding
Now we
around and
outside
shit.
on our scooters and stuff.
Girl, and I miss, okay, so we used to have this gate in front of my house, like, and it was like all the kids. Everybody in the hood, everybody. We used to just be walking across there playing like little games and shit, like who can get the furthest and shit like that. That shit was so fun. I miss getting on top of roofs in the projects, like the little one bedroom roofs and shit, jumping down on the mattresses and shit. Like, damn, why did I want to be grown again?
No,
Because
for real.
it was a time of my life for real. Like, but yeah, I just miss everything childhood, like playing games, playing tag, all that.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was to be a kid again.
Oh, it's my turn to ask you, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see. Let me look at these questions. Do you believe in if it's real, it'll come back?
I do. Granted, the real is not the only thing that come back, but I feel like it that goes hand in hand with with what was I gonna say? Oh, that goes hand in hand with I lost my whole train of thought.
No, for real.
That goes hand in hand with right person, wrong time.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if it's meant to be, it's gonna be. Like, it's gonna be. Like, to the point to where, you know, like, you can't escape it. Not like you just purposely keep coming back to each other, like, making sure it really do happen. Like, somebody on some crazy stalker-ish and know your schedule, so they're gonna act like they bumping into you at the store. Like, nothing like that. Just literally just fake. Like, y'all lose contact and got contact and boom. Like, stuff, like, little stuff like that just keeps happening and happening.
Yeah, because it's like not sitting around waiting on it to happen, yeah. But like letting
the universe
you know, yeah, like,
so
the universe, the universe for some time.
I do.
You know I do.
Ooh, when was the last time you felt loved?
My birthday.
Aww.
My birthday.
I was a part of that.
Yes, she was, because first of all, no, but my birthday was the last time I felt loved. Like, I was happy. I didn't have no worries. I wasn't, like, stressed out. I wasn't, like, pretending to be happy. Mm-hmm. I was literally, like, in the moment and feeling everything. And plus, I was surrounded by people who I know truly love me.
Mm-hmm.
No ulterior motives.
No fake,
like,
friends.
Not, like,
no fake family.
No fake friends. No fake nothing, to where I'm like, damn, this person here, but I know this person low-key talking about me behind my back type shit. I know this person feel this type of way because of this situation type of shit. Like, it really was just, like, my love is for real.
It's
genuine. Genuine, exactly. Uh-huh.
So cute.
I love that. Okay. When was the last time you fell up?
Today, talking to my son. Them kids gonna do it every time.
Them kids no, for real.
Every time. And it's just like, yeah, to be loved by a kid, that's a whole different type of love. Like, because it's so genuine, it's so pure. Like, because kids don't even know, they just know. Like, they don't know, they just know. Like, I love you. Like, it's, you know, it's unconditional. It's, you're my mom, I love you. Like, so today, talking to my son, it's just talking to my son all the time. I just be like, dang. And he'd be like, it's just the randoms, like, I love you, mom. And I just be like,
mm-hmm.
I love you too. Like, just out of nowhere, like, you're the best mom ever.
Even I love that,
just, even when it's not buying him a damn toy. Like, when it's just random, like, you're the best mom ever. When I cook him his favorite meal or something like that. So, yeah, it was today, and I was talking to my baby.
Okay, so what's your favorite tattoo and why?
Oh, that is so hard, because clearly I like all my tattoos because I got them tattooed. Oh my gosh, that's really hard. That's a really hard one. Okay, let's go with top three. We're gonna go with top three.
Oh Lord,
because I literally love all my tattoos. Top three. I don't know about them. This one I don't. But anyway, Isaiah's name. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Isaiah's birthday on my neck. That's number two.
I like that tattoo. It makes me want a neck tattoo.
I love that. Oh my god, it makes me want to get my whole neck blasted. But heck no. And the third one, it'll probably be my thigh tattoo, because it just looks so bomb. like my whole thigh, like, it just looks so bomb. Like, I love that tattoo. Like, I really love it. And then the way it looks, like, when I get bored, I really be coloring it in.
Girl, I know you fucking...
I really be coloring it in if I'm just bored or something, but I really do like all my tattoos, but my favorite would have to be Isaiah's name.
No, I like all mine too.
and my thigh tattoo. Like, that was the perfect placement for that tattoo. Like, I did that for sure, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tatted it.
What is the first thing you notice about a person? And it don't even have to be, like, someone you're, like, romantically involved with or nothing like that. It's just, like, what is the first thing?
So, is it, like, appearance, or is it, like, anything?
Anything. Whatever.
Okay,
whatever,
so, appearance-wise, they teeth.
Period. Because, I gotta look at like, my mouth.
Yeah. But then, outside of, like, appearance, it's always a person's attitude. Like, what kind of person are you for real? Like, how does your mind work? Like, are you negative? Are you positive? Should I even be dealing with you? Like, I just want to be surrounded by like-minded people, and that negative shit will really rub off on you, and I don't want nothing you got going on in the bad aspect rubbing off on me
at all.
And now I get your karma or anything like that. So yeah. But definitely the teeth first. Yeah, as far as experience, and then yeah.
That's a good.
What kind of person are you? What kind of person are you?
Ooh.
No, that wasn't my question.
Oh, because I was supposed to say, hold on now, because is this a therapy session?
Wait a minute. No, for real. Honey.
That was a good question. And I'm not
that was.
So I'm not going to, like, yeah, I'm glad that.
Caught you off guard type shit. Like, what kind of person am I?
Hold on. Let me look at this. Wait a minute. That's really something to think about. That's really something to think about for sure, for sure. Woo, child. I'm caught in a sweat, Loki.
Woo, child. Not me putting you on the spot.
Say that. All right,
so. What's the biggest red flag in a relationship or a friendship?
Ooh, how they treat other people who can't
less fortunate, like
help them, like or you know who's not in a not like oh you know how they treat people off of like in service jobs is very yeah
because big yeah because
like
it shows
how do you, but it's character. Like how do you treat people that can't do nothing for you, don't got nothing to do with your everyday life, because that just tells a lot about who you are. Like, you're gonna treat your mama because that's your mama. You're gonna treat this person that way because that's your whatever. But that random person walking down the street, that person don't owe you nothing. You don't owe that person nothing. So how are you gonna really treat them? Tells me how you really are as a person. Because that's why when people just be messing with homeless people or just doing stupid stuff, I just be like, y'all are evil. Y'all are wicked. Because what was the reason? So how you... Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah. Because how do you treat people that don't got nothing to do for you? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
You got me with that little scare. I'm gonna get you. Does the relationship you have with your body affect your intimacy?
First of all, let's just say I'm not even having no intimacy, so I can't even answer this because, like,
just period.
Like, huh? What? And you know this, so why would you even ask this? Like,
because I didn't say in the last 2 months. I didn't
shut.
you have been intimate. Clearly, you got proof. So.
Baby, I could have adopted these kids, baby. You know, who knows?
Can't deny that. They look just like you.
Okay, so the relationship I have with my body, does it affect my intimacy? I can say, like, maybe in the past.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I was self-conscious probably, like, about my stomach. Like, God damn, bitch, I got this good. But as of, like me today, no, because I love my body.
Period.
And... baby, you're going to have to love it, too, because no.
Take it or leave it.
Because, baby, I'm just taking it all off.
Come on, now.
Depending on the situation.
Come on. Because look, take it or
leave it. Other situation, yeah. Like, you know, what if type of, like what type of,
get on.
What type of, mommy's always like, if you don't, man, mommy's be putting on some stuff. I was like, mama, oh my God. She like, if you don't like it, don't look. And I think that's my attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no. But that was a good question.
It was.
Yeah. Me a couple years ago, I probably would have been like, who's y'all?
Keep that shirt on.
Can we turn the lights off? Because, you know, this good. Be gutting. No, for real. shut up. Ooh, child. Let me see. What are green flags for you when it comes to like relationship or like
because we always talk about red flags.
Yeah.
Let me really think, because it's like it's one of those like I know it when it's there
or when it's happening. Yeah,
like in that
that's moment, just like right? How people be asking like what are your turn offs or what are your turn ons. Yeah. And I know my turn ons, but like when it comes to turn offs, it just like changes with different people. Exactly. Because like you could do something that I hated the last person doing, but you do it, and I'm like, oh, okay, but, it ain't that bad,
right? Exactly. And I feel like that's when you, if you really like that person, then you're gonna put up with some stuff that you didn't put up with last time because you didn't like that person. That's what it
but is. No, like even if like a person you dealing with and they just always make this noise and the noise just get on your nerves, like are they always humming or some shit like that, and you dealing with somebody else and you like, I don't even care that this nigga be like making those noise. Yeah, like I must really like him because he be humming all the damn time, talking to himself and shit, and it does not bother me. I just be ready to join in type shit. So
okay, no, but I think, let me see, some green flags. When they make time for me, just like I'm important enough to, you know, you, whatever, for whatever reason, maybe you just got a busy schedule or our schedules is just completely different, and you go out of your way to make sure we spend time together.
That hey, I'm thinking of you too, type shit.
Yeah,
like,
just little stuff like that. When they know themselves, I feel like when you know yourself and like really know yourself, it hit different.
And I feel like you don't have to try so hard to convince me of who you are.
Yeah. There you go. Because who you trying to convince, me or yourself?
Cause I hate that I'm a real nigga type of nigga. Like, real niggas ain't gotta say they real.
Real niggas don't. Come on now.
But my bad, is your question. My bad.
A good relationship with their family. Granted, you know, things happen in families, you know. It's a lot of stuff people don't even speak of, that, you know, things happen in their family or, you know, the trauma and X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, but that's not everybody's story. You know, some people actually grew up in a good, loving family. So I just feel like they have how you treat your mama?
Like, how was your relationship with your parents?
How was your relationship with your siblings, too, if you have siblings? Because that's too. Like, are you the person in the family everybody, like, please don't invite?
But wait, like, do you feel like, because, you know, sometimes people always like, oh, I'm a black sheep. When really, they're not. They're just the fucking problem.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not the black sheep. You're literally, you're, every time you're around, it's something. Like, that's why. You're not the black sheep. Every
you're
time.
Bad vibes. Your energy bad.
Just... Those are two different things. The black sheep and your bad energy is two different things. Totally different things. Would you rather have more time or more money?
Both. I want both.
I think, like, if I have more money, I'll have more time.
But also, I feel like if I have more time, I can make more money. So,
I mean, it could go both ways.
I mean, both ways, but I probably would want more time. Because, you know, time is something you really can never get back. Literally. You can always make some more money.
Literally.
With the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, give me more time. More time to make money. More time to make memories. More time to love on who I love on. More time to love on myself. More time to do the thing. Because it's not enough time in the fucking day.
It's not.
So yeah. I would definitely want more time. More time. What's your favorite color?
Purple. Royalty, baby. Y'all should know that. I mean, y'all know that, but yeah, some of y'all know that.
I mean, I know that. I knew that. I was just throwing some shit out there while I was trying to see what the next question.
But it's purple. It's crazy. My favorite color is purple, but if you come to my house, you will see that my favorite color is purple. If you see me just on the outs, you would think it's pink.
And that's crazy. Because pink is my favorite color. But I be loving to get purple stuff because it's my granny favorite color. Because
that's my girl. Like, I have, when I look at my wardrobe, I have a lot of pink purses, a lot of pink shoes, a lot of pink sweaters. Like, you would think when I get dressed, my favorite color is pink. But if you come to my house, you'll see that it's purple. So I really, pink and purple, but purple for sure, for sure. Like, purple is my favorite color. I like to wear pink. I like the color pink. It's so cute and, like, girly. And, like, it's pink. It's pink.
So what makes you feel confident the most?
What makes me feel confident the most?
That's a good question. That's a good ass question.
I feel the most confident when my heart is good. Like, I feel the most confident when I'm not going through nothing too crazy.
No, for real. Mm-hmm.
Because we're gonna always go through something. Like, you feel me? But if it's just some regular life stressor, everyday type thing, and my heart is really good, and my heart is in a good place, and I'm not stressed crazy about nothing, or my heart isn't, like, torn to pieces over whatever type of situation, that's when I feel the most confident. Like, I feel like I could take on the world when my heart is good. Like, my heart ain't been good in a minute, but it's getting there. I feel myself getting there. But yeah, when my heart is like, ooh, like, that's when I feel the most confident. Like, you can't tell me nothing. And I guess that's kind of go along with my self-esteem. Maybe that's what it sounds like. But yeah, when my heart is like, when I'm good, I feel the most confident. I feel the most confident when I'm good.
Because if you're cool, then I'm cool. And we're cool.
What you be doing for fun? You don't even be having fun like that for real. Never mind.
Dang, putting me out there like God. Oh my God. What do I do for
you
fun?
Let me tell you what I do for fun. We'll call you boring. So that answers that question. Okay.
So, cousins, as you guys heard in the beginning of the episode that Dontanae mentioned, she had COVID. So, with her having COVID, we actually recorded in two different locations. She was at her location, I was at my location, just so that I wouldn't get sick. And while we were recording, she came across an emergency and we had to cut the episode a little short. So that concludes Cousin Talk for this week. Cousins, I hope you guys have had a great week moving forward, a great weekend, and of course a great month and a great year and a great life.